Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Brad Gasplin with KNIA KRLS News. We're going to be talking with Jim Zafiro at Central College about a project he organizes called Sustain that gets students and faculty involved in increasing sustainability in the college and in the community.
I think sustainability is big enough and broad enough that it needs to be part of a liberal arts education. And I think given the fact that that's what we do here, and given the fact that we're preparing people to live in the world with all of the problems of the 21st century, we really need to give that kind of education in and out of the classroom. Sustainability is a lot more than environmentalism. It's social justice and human rights, it's economic equity, it's the rights of future generations, and so almost every place in an institution like Central has opportunities to emphasize that and also to connect those different pieces so that by the time students graduate, that is part of what they take away.
Why do you think colleges are the forefront of where these types of projects are taking place?
Well, I think partly it's because young people are very much aware of the state of the world. They're a little worried, I think, about their own futures, economic as well as environmentally. And they want their education to be meaningful and relevant, and so do we. And so I think because we have flexibility, especially a small liberal arts college like Central, we can be responsive in a relatively short period of time and in many cases facilitate their own educations in ways they want it to go.
What are some of the projects that your group does here at the college?
Our group, Sustain, which is the Campus Sustainability Working Group, has at any given moment anywhere from 5 to 15 different projects. This group started about 6 years ago. It's campus-wide. It's faculty, staff, students, alums, community partners. Our mission is to try to create and nurture campus-wide sustainability, but not to define it in terms of any particular projects. So what we do is we try to bring people together who have a common interest in doing something that advances sustainability and find like-minded people who want to work together with them on those projects. So, for example, for a number of years, we've had the Central College Organic Garden. I think this is our 12th year now, which makes this garden one of the oldest college gardens in Iowa. And lots of students are interested in that. This year, we've had just an unprecedented number who want to grow their own food. They want their own plot there to grow what they want to grow. We've had students design and install a rain barrel on the house next door to catch the rainwater and use that to water the plants. So that's one. We've had a lot of students interested in composting food waste at Central. And as you might guess, as we deliver hundreds, even thousands of meals a day, there's quite a bit of food waste generated. And so that's been another project. And just in the last few weeks, the college has announced that we are beginning to compost all of our food waste. That would be, I think, one case where people organizing and saying this is important to us, we'd like the college to do this, made a difference. And so that would be, I think, a sort of almost a policy kind of project. We have other projects that involve recycling. We have students in the athletic programs who are interested in finding ways to green athletics. We have quite a lot of interest in energy conservation and reduction projects on campus. We've got students who would really like to see Central expand its commitment to solar. We've made a pretty good start with this building with the 25-kilowatt array on the roof. But we have other projects in mind, in the pipeline, you might say. So many of these involve groups of faculty, staff, and students working together to either do something hands-on or to organize and write up recommendations and then advocate for policy changes.
So if someone wants to get involved with this project and this group of people, how can they do that?
Well, you can contact me, Jim Safiro, at Central College. You can contact Mike Lubberden, who is the facilities director at Central. He and I are the co-directors, you might say, of this very informal coalition called Sustain. We are especially interested in having people from the community be part of these projects. It's not just for college people. We especially would like more partnerships and connections with local schools, Pella Christian as well as Pella Public Schools. We have some faculty and students who are doing some of that outreach work already, but there are so many things that could be done. For example, school gardens. I've got a number of students who would like to find teachers and schools who they could help assist putting in a small school garden. So anyone with an interest should contact the college or me or Mike Lubberden directly.
Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Pella. We've been talking with Dr. Jim Safiro at Central College about his project called Sustain. You can always find our Let's Talk and in-depth programs online at kniakrls.com. When the Marion County Midday Magazine continues, we'll take a look at today's official WeatherEye meteorologist forecast.